This is Casey Kasem. Coming up is Gwendolyn Cates. She'll be on our show in just a little while. Now, Gwendolyn Cates has distinguished herself as a photographer for some of the world's largest publications, as the author of a highly successful book, and recently as a photojournalist embedded in Iraq. So we got her coming up here now. You know, she's photographed innumerable celebrities and public figures, including George Clooney, Leonardo DiCaprio, Oprah, with her father. It's a picture with Oprah and her dad. And Sheryl Crow, Michael Douglas, Matthew McConaughey, Alec Baldwin, Tony Bennett, Pamela Anderson, Steven Spielberg, Halle Berry, Robin Williams, Bruce Willis, Ben Stiller. It's like everybody who was on here last week. So she's done a good job. I also want to mention that people who were on before a little bit ago, and I don't know if they rerun the show on weekends, which they do in some cities, then you can't go by anything except the hour that you're listening to right now. The Latin Legends of Comedy, which is the Latin Kings of Comedy. If you like that movie, you'll love the Latin Legends of Comedy, produced by a guy who we just had on a little while ago. And I don't know if you were listening or not, but he and his sister ran into each other together on the show. They're each booked separately. And Ray Ellen. So Ray has won Boston Film Festival, New York International Latino Film Festival, Chicago Latino Film Festival. It's a very funny film called The Latin Legends. You can get it on DVD. And they left me a copy, and I wanted to be sure to plug the thing for them. So you guys can pick that up when you go to his website, which is rayellen.com. Now, is that what it is? It's comedy something rather .com. Comedytoday.com. I hope now I'm going to screw that up. You can't get everything right. All right, now, you know, on the show tonight is Linda Miles, who's worked in the field of mental health for over 30 years as a therapist, consultant, educator, and writer. And you maybe have seen her on TV, you heard her on radio, she's been around. And down in Florida, she's got a practice in Tallahassee, and she is also serving in the National Advisory Board of Access Technologies Social Cementor Model, which is for intervention with autism. And she was recently appointed by the president of the Florida Senate to the Florida Commission on Support Initiatives for Marriage and Family. Now, I want to bring this up because when you get divorced in Florida, it's a co-parenting state.
Yes.
And that's one of the few.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that law was written by an ex-nun who became a senator in the state senator. Do you know that?
No,
I can't think of her name, Marianne something or other. She was an ex-nun, and she introduced the bill, it must have been about 15 years ago or so.
Huh.
And it's, you know, both parents, no matter what the conditions are, what the circumstances are, both the father and the mother are responsible for the kids.
Yes.
In a divorce.
Yes.
So there's no awarding of a child unless there's abuse involved, right?
That's right.
So when parents come in, what do you treat them for when there's kids involved? How do you get these guys on the right track so that the kids will have some safety net or some sanity?
What is so difficult is what you referred to earlier, is that the parents very often are so emotional and angry with each other that they have a difficult time pulling together as a team to co-parent that child. Florida's laws and the emphasis in Florida is supposed to be to do everything possible to get those two parents to work together so that the child doesn't feel torn apart and doesn't feel that they have to protect one parent or the other. And that's the intent of the law. Unfortunately, sometimes people are just not mature enough or can't handle their feelings enough to put the best interest of the child first.
So the law is favoring the child,
yes,
of course, because the child is a child under 18.
I find that the Florida judges really don't care to hear the stories of the parents. They're going to advocate for the children. And we also have a law that parents have to go through parent education for divorcing parents.
That's a good idea.
And we now know, Joey, if you read the research on the brain, how stressful it is for children to hear their parents arguing. If you put on a headset on a child, mm-hmm. you let them hear their parents arguing, they secrete so much stress hormone, cortisol, almost more than anything that you would put them through. And it's in Florida, we just believe that that is so important for parents to be educated about. You know, if you want to badmouth each other, just don't do it in the children's presence.
How about not doing it at all?
Well, that's better. That's better. But if you want to go talk to a friend over a drink and do that, great. But with your children, that's their parent. And what I hate to see is, like, if you have a little boy, for the mother to talk badly about him when that's his role model. He's going to be a man. She's saying, this is what a man is. A man is bad. Same thing with a little girl. You just don't do that. You shouldn't do that.
I have a couple of girls. I got divorced in Florida.
Yes.
And my wife and I are friends.
Yes.
We're not codependent friends. I mean, I don't call her like a buddy. She's not my buddy.
But you co-parented with her.
It's had its rocky road.
Yes.
And nothing is in a straight line.
I've
That's
noticed that.
what I learned about life. If I've
Yes.
learned anything, nothing goes in a straight line.
No, you veer off to one side and you veer off to the other. You just keep making corrections.
And I must say that when we are both on the same page, they call it, that expression, it seems that the kids do a lot better.
They do.
But you can't always get on the same page because there's so much of a difference in personality, or probably you'd be not divorced.
I think kids can handle that as long as they see you dialoguing with the conflict and you can say, your mother and I don't agree with on this without blaming the mother or making her sound like a bad person.
But what you're talking about is skills.
Yes, communication skills.
And the word skills doesn't come into the vocabulary when you're mad.
Exactly.
Second thought is maybe skills. First thought is ego.
That's why you've got to have time out.
Time out takes an hour for the adrenaline to come to ground zero.
You got it, at least. And I always tell couples, try to journal, meditate, run, do anything to try to get that steam out, because you're literally operating on your more primitive brain when you're that upset, because anxiety interferes with our functioning so that we're not really using our logic. So go calm down.
My friend in Las Vegas, Dennis Fitzpatrick, who is working with sexual abuse mostly
Yes, yes,
and relationship stuff,
yes.
he has he brought me to a website which anybody who's listening to the show can go to. It's called braintypes.com, and it's
Yes,
Dennis's site,
yes.
and it's got all these different kinds, all 16 different brain types,
Yes.
and you can see what you said about the kids earlier. There's a The brain can take so much with a kid listening to parents arguing, which is abuse. It translates to abuse, and it must shock the entire system because our minds determine our hearts. A
Yes.
lot of people think our heart determines our mind,
No.
and without the mind, the mind runs the whole, the brain runs the whole
Yes, exactly.
story. Is that
And
right, or am I
oh
wrong?
no, it's absolutely right. And the more that we do the research, the more that we know that children are developing their brain, they're developing neural pathways. In fact, our brain's plastic till the day we die. We're developing our brain right now. We're having new experiences in our brain tonight. So you want to try to help them learn to go from being out of control with their feelings to being able to make good decisions. If you can't model that, if what you show them is you being out of control and then being out of control, then they're not going to do what you say. They're going to follow your model because you're helping them. It's like a railroad track. You're helping them lay that down in their brain. And what I would say to your audience is, if they were raised in a dysfunctional family and they have those kind of patterns, they can change them. But they have to, you have to really learn a different set of skills. And in the brain, practice makes permanent. You have to practice thinking differently. You have to practice behaving differently. You have to stop yourself when you're about to do what your family did and say, where did I learn this behavior from?
The creatures of habit. We're creatures of habit,
Very much.
and every 21 days we change,
Yes.
and every 7 years we change. And you say 2 years for the honeymoon blush period,
Well,
or the
that's research has shown that that's when the stimulation of a new experience wears off. Like if you get a new car, a new boat,
Well,
a new.
curiously, it takes that long to get off of cocaine.
Yes.
So for the same amount of time that it is to adjust a new habit, to replace is also needed 2 years.
Exactly.
Very interesting, all of this, see, because it's they've got some things they we those folks have things figured out, and all it's all there for the taking. Now, for as much as we are involved in war, and war is never could. I don't believe. I don't think anybody's ever liked war in history. The as much as we're involved in international and global and controversies that are out of reach of the ordinary man and woman, I would say that we have made such great progress in this area.
Yes.
And we don't give ourselves enough credit for it.
Right.
We have grown as a society in certain areas, including the technology. Well, I don't think they perfected that stupid ass cell phone, but we did get to the point of making it a camera, so maybe it'll be a good camera. It would be a lot better if it used film. But you know, this society we live in, which can be a little bit distracting, would be a lot easier ride if we were to tell ourselves how much progress we've made and how adventuresome it is, rather than how bad things are and how they're getting worse. I just can't wait for the time when television and radio find something to do, because they're so busy. You know, look at what they did with the weather tonight. I don't know if you follow this. You would have thought it was the second coming. You know, I mean, the way they did this weather thing in this city today all day was, you know, there must be 4,000 guys waiting to drive their plows through these flakes. And it may be coming, but you know, the fact is they made a big deal out of it all day. And they, now, you know, this is a station I'm on in New York that made its living off of school closings, a lot of it. So it's probably a good thing, but we're not doing that, you know. I would just like a little more sanity. Sanity is knowing right from wrong and practicing it. So the practice of it is what I'm talking about. I think we need a little more rehearsal time.
Oh, absolutely. We can know a lot of things in our head. And I think you make a really good point, Joey, is that a lot of times people know the information. They read books. They read a lot of self-help books. But then they beat themselves up because life's difficult. And it's difficult to implement these things. And like I said, in the brain, practice makes permanent. In our life, you have to keep practicing things. So when I was saying that I have an issue with being misunderstood, I have to practice over and over and over, not letting that thing take me over. If I feel like I'm with someone who doesn't understand me, because what I've learned now is just cut my losses. If they're not getting me, I don't need to just sit there and talk them to death. But those, if we will take responsibility and learn our lessons and focus on what it is that we want and picture that, we do so much better. Sometimes I tell my clients, it's like if someone came in and they stabbed me and I'm lying there in a blood, bleeding to death, whose responsibility is it for me to heal? Do I wait for the person that stabbed me to come back? Do I sit there and cuss them out? Or do I say, I've got to get up and go get help?
Yeah. So we got The New Marriage, which is by Linda Miles, and I'm sure you've had some other books.
Yes.
What are they? How many? A bunch?
Well, several.
Teaching Your Children to Live with a Purpose.
Yes. All Aboard the Brain Train, which is about what we were talking about earlier, about children's developing brains and how important it is to help them move from feeling things to really learning how to handle things constructively and make good decisions.
We'll be right back. Joey Reynolds Show from New York.
You've seen your credit card statements and you need to make more money. If you're looking for the right opportunity to be able to work from home, be with your kids, and earn money, you owe it to yourself to log on to incomeathome.com. If you're like most of us, you're thinking, can I really make money at this, or is it a ripoff? Incomeathome.com is the program you've heard on the top three radio networks in America, with some of the most credible talk show hosts talking about incomeathome.com. Why does the program work? IncomeAtHome.com has personal business coaches who are available daily to support your success each step of the way. IncomeAtHome.com provides you with ongoing support, mentoring, goal setting, and hands-on training. Most importantly, we want you to succeed. Find out why we believe this is the most reliable and fastest-growing income opportunity on the planet. Log on today and we'll rush you your Get Me Started package immediately. That's incomeathome.com. IncomeATHome.com.
My cough isn't just a cough. I've got a stuffy nose, too. That's why Robitussin CF is my Robitussin.
I have a cough, and I have to hit the road, so I take my Robitussin with me. Robitussin cough gels.
I've got the flu. Fever, body aches. That's why Robitussin cough, cold, and flu is my Robitussin.
Robitussin has formulas for coughs, for colds, for congestion, and for flu. So no matter what you've got, there's Robitussin relief with your name on it. Use as directed.
Are you overweight? Eating less and exercising more is key to losing unwanted pounds, but that's easier said than done. That's why you should try Hoodia Pro. Along with your healthy lifestyle, Hoodia Pro helps curb your appetite, increase energy, and promotes metabolism. Look and feel better. Call for your free, no-risk bottle of Hoodia Pro. That's right, free. Just pay shipping and handling, so call now. 1-800-543-8754. 1-800-543-8754. 1-800-543-8754.